You think I don't hear how they talk about me around here? Huh? You think I don't? I hear that. I heard yesterday Leland saying he was going to dress up like a skeleton for Halloween, but he was afraid people would confuse him with me because I have lost so much weight. Do you think that's funny? It's kind of funny. It's mildly amusing. I'll give you a 3 on a scale of 5 for that. The reality is I like being thin. I like fitting in my clothes. I like the way I look. And you can get that same deal. I mentioned it was about 2 years ago. In fact, it was 2 years ago yesterday that I decided to get very, very serious about my weight and stop playing around with it and stop playing around the edges and just dive in whole hog on Way to Wellness, because I've experienced it before. I know how it works. And, you know, I just let myself slip and really let myself go, and I get tired of feeling that way. So I said, all right, back on Way to Wellness. Let's get serious. Let's lose the weight, and let's keep it off. And that is exactly what I have done. I have lost the weight, and I have kept it off. And Way to Wellness is responsible for that. I got to give them props all the way down the line. You know, you're eating 5 or 6 times a day. You are managing to keep any sort of cravings at bay because they have so many fabulous foods that are available. They've got different protein-type bars that taste very much like candy bars. They have got all kinds of salty-type snacks that taste like whatever snack it is you enjoy the most. You'll find something that will work for you. And all of their fabulous entrees, plus you can do things like lean and greens, and I'm a big salad guy. So it works. It really, really works. And you can keep the weight off. And then you can have coworkers talk about you like you're a skeleton of some kind and wonder, how does he stay so thin? All he ever does is talk about food. It's true. I talk about food. I cook food. But everything in moderation. I learned this from Way to Wellness. Like a good Methodist. Aplanforme.com. Aplanforme.com. 994-2393. Physician-supervised weight loss that really works and does not cost an arm and a leg. I want to talk to you about a tale of 3 movies, or 3 videos, anyway. Video number 1 is, I think it's some sort of sad and desperate attempt to make Kamala Harris come across as more likable. I said long ago, when Donald Trump was running against Hillary Clinton, I said the problem is, Hillary Clinton is singularly unlikable, and nobody has ever bought something from someone they don't like. Well, I mean, drug dealers are a different breed entirely. But for the most part, people aren't buying things from people they don't like. They just don't. And so Hillary Clinton was selling what? She was selling herself. She was incredibly unlikable, and consequently, she didn't win. Now, people say that about Donald Trump. Well, he's unlikable, too. No, actually, there's a huge percentage of the population that not only likes Donald Trump, but loves him and says he speaks the truth. He says what's on his mind. He's a bull in a china shop. That's what we like, and we want that guy. Nobody liked Hillary Clinton, including people who liked her policies. They didn't like her personally. So here you had Donald Trump. People liked his policies, and they liked his style. And consequently, he won in 2016 and got 10 million more votes 4 years later, which is almost unheard of for an incumbent president. To increase his number of votes by that amount is like crazy. You can go back. Obama didn't do that. Clinton didn't do that. George W. Bush didn't do that. Ronald Reagan. Actually, I think Reagan did. But for the most part, that's a very hard thing to do. Improving your number of votes the second time out by 10 million is huge. Kamala Harris, on the other hand, is singularly unlikable, much like Hillary Clinton. Complaints about her are she's phony, she's fake, she doesn't sound too terribly bright, she speaks gibberish sometimes, she's got that annoying laugh, that cackly thing. That's the one. A little bit too much like Hillary Clinton and her annoying cackle. She just comes across as extremely unlikable and really incompetent and not fit for the job. So what they decided to do was put together a video that was supposed to be about NASA and curiosity about space, and it was supposed to make Kamala significantly more, I guess, likable. Unfortunately, the whole thing came off as being pretty much as phony as her personality. For one thing, she got 5 kids involved with this. Every one of them is an actor that actually had to pass an audition, was cast. I mean, they have agents, they have publicists. These kids, they're not just normal kids. They're actor kids, acting kids. They're kids who want to break into the industry. Secondly, you got a guy aboard the International Space Station who is doing some of the filming here, and all I can think of while I'm watching this, and I watched a good bit of it this morning, is doesn't this guy have something more important to be doing rather than making videos for Kamala Harris to try to improve her popularity? He must have, there must be some other things aboard the International Space Station that he needs to be handling. Probably important things like, I don't know, making sure they all have enough oxygen. So anyway, they then film Kamala talking a bit about this, and it's her usual rambling. I was going to send some of this over to David to see if he could play it, and then I thought, why torture the listeners with that? We're not doing that. Because it is Kamala just being Kamala and goofy and stupid and going nowhere with her speech. This is so typical of the Biden administration. What's your stated goal? Well, we'd like to make Kamala come across as less phony. Great, let's put together a video with phony kids and have our phony VP get out there and say some things that she doesn't really know what she's talking about. And you can't watch this thing without thinking, boy, that comes across as phony. Now she's even phonier. Good job. Well done. Your goal was to stop the pandemic and stop the deaths from COVID. We had more in 2021 than we had in 2020. Well done. Your job was to improve the economy. It's gotten worse. Well done. Your job was to make Kamala come across as less phony. She's more phony. Way to go. Your goal was to get all the Americans out of Afghanistan. You failed miserably. Is there anything this administration touches that doesn't just turn to crap? I told you three videos. Here is video number two. Netflix has fired three employees who tried to cancel Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle has got a special out called The Closer. I've talked about it a number of times on this show. It's not for everybody. But to me, it is absolutely hysterical, and it is Dave Chappelle going after cancel culture in a major way. And this time, he's going after cancel culture where the 2SLGBTQAA+ community is concerned. Because they love to say, well, he's making all these transphobic remarks. But if you watch the special and you listen to him, he really isn't. That's just the knee-jerk reaction that people want to have because they love canceling people and they love taking offense. Instead, Dave Chappelle is calling these people to task and is saying, you know, do a better job. Stop involving yourself in cancel culture. Stop trying to make people believe the way that you want them to believe and say the things you want them to say and do what everybody else does. Get on with your life. Don't worry about it. Guess what? There are people out there who hate me. This lovely piece of hate mail that they got this morning on the morning show. You see that? Did you get that? Did you hear about this, David?
I heard you got one. I heard AJ got one.
Yeah. This is from the same guy that wrote mine, I guarantee you. Because he makes reference to he's now commenting on the Dixon Food and Band Show from noon to three, which is what my letter writing guy was about. He's like, you need to stop talking about your band so much, and the food talk is boring, and I'm worried that they might take you off the air, you know, because I haven't had a chance to listen to you very long. I just found your show, and I'm like, oh my God, you're right. I've only done this for 38 years. Any minute now, they could yank me off the air. Could happen any minute. If I don't take the advice of this guy who just discovered the show and has been listening for a couple of weeks, you know, you can't let that get under your skin. You can't worry about that. Yes, there are people out there who dislike this show, and they dislike me. You know what I do? Ignore them and get on with my life. And that's exactly what everyone else should be doing, too, rather than saying, you have to subscribe to what I believe in, or I'm going to cancel you immediately, and no one is going to talk to you, and you'll lose your livelihood. Stop it. How insecure are you that you can't just look at this guy and go, all right, and move on? Because that's basically what Dave Chappelle is saying. Many people accuse him of punching down. Nothing could be further from the truth. He's punching up at that thin slice of those who believe they lord things over us and believe that they're in charge of cancel culture. So I got to give kudos to Netflix, because when they had a bunch of people try to burst in on their meeting about how they were handling all of the complaints, and these three were basically there to try to cancel Dave Chappelle and cancel Netflix, they took those three employees and they said, yeah, this is not going to happen. You don't work here any longer. This is not how this works. Netflix has done some stuff I'm not thrilled with, but I got to give props to the public once again, and this ties in with film number three, which is Fauci. Fauci is a supposed documentary about the so-called expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, when it comes to pandemics like COVID. The film doesn't really ever point out, gosh, he's wrong a lot. Look at how many times he's backtracked. Look at how many things he's been incorrect about. Look at how he told us early on we don't need masks. Then later we absolutely need masks. And I was lying to you earlier because I didn't want to disrupt the supply chain going to the people who desperately needed the masks. So I was lying when I said don't do it. And now I'm not lying. Well, how do we know you're not lying now? And you were telling us the truth then. We have no idea. You should wear two masks. So three would be better. Absolutely. Critics give Fauci a 91% on Rotten Tomatoes. 91%. The audience, 4%. So badly received by the layman audience is Fauci, they stopped accepting audience reviews on Rotten Tomatoes because it was sinking. This was an early screen cap. 91% for critics, 4% for the audience score. That got to 2%. Before they finally said, we're going to stop taking reviews and we're going to take that down. Why? It's reality. It's what people are seeing and it's what they're saying. And they hate it. By the way, I'd point out that Dave Chappelle, the closer, the thing I was just talking about, 33% among critics, 97% of the audience loves it. 97% of the audience, 33% among critics. Doesn't that pretty much tell you that you can ignore the critics from this point forward? You no longer need to listen to what they're saying. Fauci's a joke. He's been a joke for a long time. He's been a joke ever since he tried to reverse himself twice on the mask situation. And ever since he's been unable to come up with an answer having to do with natural immunity, having had this before. Well, I've had COVID. I have the antibodies. Why do I need to get any sort of vaccination? Well, I don't really have an answer for you. And yet you've been pushing it. You're a clown. I'm going to stop listening to you. Clearly, you don't have the answers. You're a political animal, and that's all you are. Something else, which I assume this documentary doesn't bother to point out. I'm not going to waste my time watching it. Feel free if you want to. It's on the Discovery Plus channel on Disney. I'm going to skip it. I'm going to go watch Black Widow because they finally made it available to all subscribers, David. I don't have to pay extra to see Black Widow now.
I think you'll enjoy it. The post-credit scene sets up the Hawkeye show.
Excellent. I look forward to it. It's 1:16. Got to take a break. Back in a flash. Yeah! 121 Talk 995, talk995.com. It's the place that scours the country and finds the best of the best. Talking about used trucks, there's all kinds of reasons why somebody, I don't know, maybe in Utah, they bought a truck, they thought it was right for their business, and then they realized they had the wrong thing, and so they unload it. They go, I got to get rid of this thing. And so they sell it, and Work Trucks buys it, and they get it delivered to them, and they put it through a 120-point inspection, and they say, it's only got 9,000 miles on it, still got a factory warranty, which is nice, right? Don't have to really do that much work on it because it's only got 9,000 miles on it. They get it on their lot, all painted white, ready for your logo. And then you come by and you go, what's a truck with only 9,000 miles doing out here at this price? Well, that's how it works at Work Trucks. Now, they don't all have 9,000 miles. Some of those diesel trucks are over 100,000, but they're just getting warmed up. If you've ever driven a diesel, you know what I'm talking about. They got a good 300,000, 350,000 miles in them easily. So whatever you're looking for, a pickup truck, a tool body truck, a flatbed, a box truck, a cargo van, they've got it. And they got packages to fit any van interior, any kind of package. They'll make it work for you. Oh, yeah. You can also get an extended warranty. You can trade. You can finance. It's all right there at the Southeast number one pre-owned work truck dealer, Work Trucks, downtown, 2324 3rd Avenue South, where they are all about trucks. Charles is here with a bit of advice for me. Thank God. Just what I needed. Charles, you're on Talk 99.5. What's up?
Richard, I just had to call and tell you that I just got a few words of advice for you.
Bring it on. I need all the help I can get. Yeah.
You need to think about talking a little bit more about music history.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Number two, you need to talk a little more about other musicians that you have played with in the past. Mm-hmm. It's always interesting. We like that. Okay. So, and we tune in because of the food talk. So you need to work on. I'm afraid you're going to lose your job, brother.
Well, I appreciate you. That's very kind of you to be concerned.
All I can tell you. So, and I'm threatening to. I'm telling you, man. I might not tune into your station anymore.
If I'm not going to give you enough food talk, you're going elsewhere, is what I'm hearing.
Well, that's what I said, wasn't it?
How do you feel about AJ and his jive? That's my real question.
AJ can do anything he wants.
This is the first line of the letter that was received this morning. I am tired of the jive talk of AJ. If that's not code for something, I don't know exactly what is. But, yeah, I can barely get through the Leland live show due to the laughter of AJ when Leland tries to be funny, parentheses, he is not, close parentheses. Bless his little heart. Thank you.
This must be a clown.
Thank you for the call, Charles, and thank you for the advice. I'll follow it. I swear I will, to a T. love it. Why even take the time to sit down and write a letter? Why not just change the station if you're so unhappy with what we're doing over here? Go elsewhere. God bless you. There's a lot of choices. There's two knobs on that radio. Use one of them. Use both of them. But stay away from the typewriter. It's First News Time. Richard Dixon, Talk 99.5. 131, Talk 99.5, talk99.5.com. Stead, Denson, and Fuller, still my insurance agents, not going to change anytime soon because these guys have done such a great job for me over the years. When I switched from one of the big companies, I moved over to this local independent company that did the shopping around and finding me and whatnot, and I did it for a very simple reason. I put my numbers in front of C.D. Denson, and I said, this is what I'm doing now. What can you do for me? And he said, well, for one thing, you don't need this coverage, and you don't need that coverage. And have you thought about getting some of this? Things like roadside assistance and towing that I didn't have. In the end, the price went down. The coverage was more of what I needed. And I felt like I was dealing with somebody who really cared about me and my needs and my wallet. So I eventually moved everything over there. At the time, it was renter's insurance. Now it's my home insurance. I trust them implicitly. I know that if I have a problem, I can simply pick up the phone, call Stead, Denson, and Fuller, and say, this is what's going on. 414-1476, 414-1476. They're going to take good care of you like they take good care of me. There's nothing quite like having a local independent insurance agent right down the block on Crescent Avenue in Homewood. Find them online at steadandfuller.com, steadandfuller.com. 1:32 our time, and, you know, you want to talk about food? We can get some more food talk in here. We can absolutely get some food talk in here. Like, for instance, I don't know. Do I want to talk about the new Superman movie?
New Superman movie?
Superman comic book.
Okay. Yeah. You want me to nerd out on you? I can nerd out on you what it's doing.
Do I want to know?
Basically, it's Superman's son.
Yes.
Was born, and he was 8 years old. He went to the future because Superman's father, Jor-El, came to the future to help teach Jonathan, who is Jonathan Kent, who is Clark's son,
right,
how to be Superman. And then when they found Jonathan again, Jonathan's like 21 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So their new thing right now in DC is to make everyone bisexual. They made the Robin when I was growing up, Tim Drake, he came out as bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan Kent, the new Superman, he's bisexual. So they're just trying to basically make all the new superheroes bisexual.
Mm-hmm. How many people expressed as a percentage in this country do you think are actually bisexual?
7?
7%. I mean, I'm willing to go 10. And I'm not saying that anybody should be anti-bisexual. I mean, I'm not bisexual. I have never paid for it in my life. But, hey, Latin lady. But who really are you trying to appeal to with this when you make every character bisexual? You're like, look, we're appealing to everyone. And there's a bunch of people that read it and go, I cannot relate to this guy at all. I cannot relate to this girl at all. I can't relate to any of these people. I'm going to go over here now. I don't know what it is. Why that seems to be the case and why people seem to think that that is the answer to everything. Well, we'll change the sexuality of these people. Why? Was that a problem in the past? You want to bring in a new superhero and make them bisexual, but, you know, why would it be more than 10%? Because, like I said, I think that's at the outside. That's about the percentage of people in this country that qualify as either gay or bisexual. I mean, look, Gallup did a poll about 8 years ago, and they came up with 3%. And I said, I think we can double that pretty easily just for the people who, like, were lying to the pollsters, you know, because they didn't want to have to deal with, you know, whatever. I could probably take that 3% and double it. That would put you at 6%, and that was just gay. You want to add bisexual, and you're probably going to, well, are we talking about just women during the college years? Or are we talking about, all right, stop that. Let's get into food talk. Taco Bell is testing a new $2 cheesy beefy melt burrito. A $2 cheesy beefy melt burrito. What the hell exactly is that, you ask? Well, there's a number of them. They come in three different kinds, cheesy, spicy, and crunchy. The most interesting of the three seems to be the crunchy beefy melt burrito, which has what you would expect in it. It's got beef, it's got cheese, it's got rice, and then they throw in queso tortilla chips, which is what gives it the crunch. The rest of them, crunchy, beefy, melty burrito, seasoned rice, seasoned beef, nacho cheese, queso tortilla chips, three cheese blend, reduced fat sour cream. Why are they always reducing the fat in the sour cream? Why are they acting like the sour cream is the problem?
You know what it is? They're anti-dairyists.
I think that's what it is.
You've got anti-dentites, Now you've got anti-dairy.
They're lactose intolerant. They simply will not tolerate that lactose. Then you got the cheesy beefy melt burrito, which is exactly what it sounds like. And then you got the spicy one, which just has more spice in it. These are being tested right now in various places, but you should be able, this is in Ohio, okay? You should be able to see these. I mean, Taco Bell, they don't really bother testing stuff for long. They just throw it out there and here, it's something new, buy it. Eat it. Love it. The end. Red Bull introducing new winter edition pomegranate flavor. Oh, thank God. Here I was thinking I was just going to have to drink regular Red Bull for the winter. And, you know, they were never going to come out with a winter flavor. What the hell? How is pomegranate involved in winter in any way, shape, or form? When's the pumpkin spice Red Bull coming out? Speaking of Taco Bell, they're also bringing back the Doritos Cheesy Gordita Crunch. They can't stop coming up with new stuff. And the funny thing about Taco Bell is it's all the same ingredients, right? They got beef, they got chicken, they got cheese, they got beans, they got rice, they got some lettuce. They have a variety of different tortillas, some of which are fried, some of which are just tortillas. Okay, that's it. They got 7, maybe 8 ingredients tops, sour cream, you know, reduced fat sour cream. And then they just combine them in different ways. That's the whole way they do it. And they try to make you believe that you're getting something different. You're like, hey, wait a minute. This is just a quesadilla, but it's on its side. You're not fooling anybody with this, Taco Bell.
Well, I have some news for you, my friend.
Oh, God, I can't wait to hear it.
Did you know that pomegranates only ripen generally during the winter months?
So that's why it's the winter flavor.
Yes. They are some of the toughest fruit trees out there. They don't need a lot of supplemental irrigation or nutrition. They're able to be grown pretty much with limited nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
And they generally ripen during the winter months. So that is why you only get your best pomegranates in the winter.
From now on, I will go pomegranate hunting in the winter months. I've actually had pomegranates, and I don't find it that attractive. Pomegranate juice doesn't do much for me. Sorry. It's expensive. Have you seen it? There was a time when
dragon
it was
dragon fruit, too.
This is so helpful. This is so healthy. It's good for you. It comes in this special bottle. It's $9.
What is that, like two servings? $9? No, I'm not. No. That's a no from me,
it's
dog.
It's an alcoholic beverage.
Seriously. I'll go out to a club and spend $9, but what do I look like, an idiot? I don't think so. I do have some good news. We'll get to that coming up in just a moment. In the meantime, here's the bad news. Alabamians are second most likely in the nation to lie on a job resume. This according to a new survey. 3/4 of Alabamians are more likely to lie on their resumes, a larger percentage than almost any other state except, get this, Alaska. Who do we know that's lived in both Alabama and Alaska? Jason Lee, big fat liar. Take another look at his resume. Why do I suspect he hasn't actually been to space? I don't know.
I thought he was an astronaut cowboy.
Might be playing fast and loose with us here. More than half of Americans have lied on their resumes in some way when applying for a new job, according to a survey by MoneyPenny, a phone and web service provider that also provides management information. The results came after a survey of 2,000 professionals across varying ages in all 50 states. The survey reveals that lying is usually spotted on resumes, but not usually a determining factor in hiring. According to the survey, 67.4% of resume lies are eventually detected, but only 23.4% of those falsehoods result in an employer refusing a candidate. Why do people fudge their credentials? Survey revealed no clear-cut reason, but survey respondents gave reasons such as enhancing how an employer sees their ability for the job, while others lie because of a lack of confidence. How do we know they weren't just lying in the survey? They were telling the truth on their resumes, and then they said later, yeah, I lied. I mean, if you're going to believe they're liars, then you got to believe that they could lie on the survey too, huh? You don't know. Bunch of lying liars. You're probably not even from Alaska. Why are you telling me you're from Alaska? You've got a Connecticut phone number. You're not fooling anybody here, mister. Sincerely, I hate to say this out loud. I'm a little embarrassed by this. Hearing this, 3/4 of Americans have lied on their resume? I have never lied on a resume once in my life. Am I an idiot? Am I an idiot that it never dawned on me to, like, put something down that wasn't true? How stupid do I have to be? I mean, seriously, it never has dawned on me to lie on a resume to get a job. I'm a moron. Oh, God only knows what kind of jobs I might have gotten if I'd been willing to lie. Got to go that extra mile, Richard. You didn't want it badly enough. That's what it really comes down to. You didn't want it badly enough. If you'd wanted it more, you would have lied. 142, back with good news in a moment. Stick around. Man, the Jefferson County Department of Health not playing with that whole get vaccinated commercial, huh? They actually had somebody flatline in the commercial. Do you think that was real? Do you think they actually had a patient just die right there?
They just have recording equipment in the hospital to get that.
They wanted to make sure that they got it, you know, just somebody just dying from COVID on tape.
There's three of them. There's that one. Yeah. There's one about you can't hunt from a hospital bed. You can't go to a football game from a hospital bed.
Damn it.
And there may be one about, like, don't infect others.
Well, okay. That's also. You know what this reminds me of? There were anti-smoking commercials in the 1980s. And I remember there was one where a girl was standing in the middle of a room that was full of smoke. And then smoke, like a vacuum, all got sucked into her. And the only verbiage in the entire PSA was like, if you smoke, the smell gets in your clothes and stays there for days. And I was like, this is what we're using for anti-smoking now? How about people die from this? This could kill you. This will shorten your life. It'll make you miserable. Why? We're just going to go with the whole clothes smell thing. All right, whatever works for you guys. Clearly you know better than I do. It is time for a So Nice Embroidery Printing and Promotions Feel Good Story of the Week. or the big stupid question. We could do that as well, but usually we put the Sun Ice embroidery printing and promotion feel good story of the week at this point, and then here's the little theme that goes with it.
Oh, it's so nice, so nice, so nice, so nice, so nice, so nice. Oh, it's so nice to be with you.
Sun Ice embroidery printing and promotions online at sewniceembroidery.com, sewniceembroidery.com for your business. What are you looking for? Do you need some business cards? Do you need some mugs? Do you need some, keychains? They can make and provide all of these things for you. If you want everybody dressed alike, you want some embroidery done on your shirts, you want some hats so that you can all, go out to the softball game and look exactly the same. You're looking for screen-printed shirts for a large crowd. Doesn't matter how big. 1,600? Sure, why not? They'll do screen-printed shirts for 1,600. Whatever it is you need, they'll make it happen for you. They do a lot for a lot of businesses in and around the Birmingham metro area. So you've probably already seen their work. They also do athletic teams, travel ball teams, school teams, teams for entire counties worth of teams, athletics. It's amazing what they do at sewniceembroidery.com, So Nice Embroidery Printing and Promotions. 594-5461. Here is your feel-good story of the week, or two. An elk roaming the hills of the U.S. state of Colorado with a tire around its neck for 2 years has finally been freed. 4.5-year-old bull elk had to be tranquilized, and they thought they were just going to cut the tire off, but they could not get through the steel bead on the tire, and so they ended up having to cut the antlers off of the elk. That has to have been a pain. And then they just went ahead and slid the tire off. The tire, by the way, was also full of pine straw and dirt and was extremely heavy. Think about this poor elk wandering around in the wilderness with gigantic tire around its neck. Winnie Mandela would love it. But, the elk, unhappy, very unhappy. And it took the longest time for them to be able to get the thing alone so that they could hit it with the tranquilizer dart. And then, sadly, like I said, had to remove the antlers so that they could get the tire off and send it on its way. Antlers will grow back eventually. I feel bad about the other elks probably going to make fun of him now, just be like, hey.
Well, here's my thing.
Yeah.
How drunk was that elk when he got that stuck around his neck?
You have to wonder, don't you? Or was there somebody else who did this? Were they drunk people who were like, let's sneak up on that elk and slide this tire over its head? Yikes. Poor thing. Anyway, free now and significantly happier. Here is a story out of Seminole County, Florida. I know all we usually get out of Seminole County or anywhere in Central Florida is weirdness. But here's the good news. Katie Castro, a public relations representative at the Florida Living Independent Community, witnessed a kind act when an elderly resident of the area, her little rascal scooter broke down. You know, the kind that you sit on and perambulate around. It's like a wheelchair, but not really. Well, anyway, hers just quit working, and the rain moved in. And here she was, down the street, down the hill from her house, no real means of getting there. Four young men happened upon her, and as you would expect, took her wallet. No, they actually, what they did was they got an umbrella, they held it over her, and they pushed her all the way up the street to get to her home. And they're soaking wet in the long run, but the nice lady managed to make it home 3/4 of a mile in the rain. And that's a nice story. You actually get to get some positive stuff every now and then. And this one being out of Florida is like doubly positive. It's an extra bonus. So there it is, your So Nice Embroidery Printing Feel Good Story of the Week. 594-5461, sewniceembroidery.com. Go there and find their stuff. And a surprise to absolutely nobody, the cause of death for Gabby Petito was strangulation. Is anybody surprised by that? Anybody like, oh, I was expecting blunt force trauma? No, I think we were all kind of expecting strangulation. Brian Laundrie still on the run, of course. Or possibly dead somewhere. We may never know. His dad went out the other day and sort of flagged places that we heard was that he had been, that he has gone in the past. And so they're touring and hopefully finding some trail of him out there in the prairie land, the swamp land, that is Florida. You heard Dog the Bounty Hunter gave up on it.
He's like, oh, not Dog.
He's like, I'm done. You're like, well, sure, you've been on the case for 2 weeks now. I can see why you'd quit. The minute he got on board, I went like, this just smells like a publicity whore thing. And that's exactly what it was. It was him coming out, I'm involved now. And then later it was like, oh, this is hard. Never mind. Your show's over, Dog. It's done. It's time to pack it up. I assume it's done, right? Isn't it? It was on A&E or something.
I think it's on the same thing that Live PD's now on. I think it's on that
Lord.
One.
Lord. Mm. It was on A&E. Does anybody remember when A&E actually used to show arts and entertainment? Those were the days, huh?
Showed classy British programming.
I say. That's
almost.
I mean, Bravo used to show opera, so that crap is done. TLC actually showed shows about learning. Those were the days. And people wonder why I got rid of cable. Yeah. All right. That's it for this hour. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We'll get some first news in here. We'll come back. I'll discuss everything, and I mean everything, we haven't talked about yet today. So that should be a chock full hour because, frankly, we haven't discussed much, have we? Stick around. Richard Dixon, Talk 99.5, talk99.5.com.